Two Mexican environmental activists who were freed from jail last week say they will resume their fight to protect Mexico's forests despite death threats from the timber industry. They had served 2 years in prison on charges that human rights monitors say were fabricated. Last month, the murder of their attorney in Mexico City drew condemnation from abroad. President Fox made no mention of international pressure when he announced their release. NPR's Jerry Hatton reports.
President Fox's brief announcement caught most by surprise. Leaving to board a plane for the United Nations special session in New York, Fox said he ordered the two activists freed because of concerns for their health.
Giré instrucciones para que fuera posible su liberación.
I gave instructions that they be released, said President Fox. The decision coincides directly with the principles of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the Convention Against Torture, each one signed and ratified by Mexico. The two men, Rodolfo Montiel and Teodoro Cabrera, were jailed in 1999 for alleged drug and arms dealing. They maintain they were punished for opposing illegal logging in the Pacific state of Guerrero. Wildcat logging there is an ongoing point of tension between locals and timber companies. Though now freed, the two have not been exonerated. That would take an act of Congress. Both men say they're happy to have left their prison cells behind, but Montiel told reporters he believes their release is purely political. If it hadn't been for the murder of our lawyer, Digna Ochoa, we would not have been freed, he said. I think they let us go just to avoid more criticism. Ochoa was gunned down in her Mexico City office last month. Government officials say Fox had been working behind the scenes to secure the release of her jailed clients, but then felt he had to take quick action after her murder. Investigators on the Ochoa case say clues are leading them back to the logging dispute and may implicate the military. Amnesty International's Carmen Reed applauds the release of Montiel and Cabrera, but says it's too early to tell whether Mexico is truly taking steps to safeguard human rights.
One thing we have to remember is that Montiel and Cabrera never did anything wrong. They, you know, upset some vested interests by organizing their community to stop logging there and were subsequently tortured and forced to sign false confessions. So one step that needs to be taken is those who tortured them should be arrested and prosecuted, because until impunity for such human rights crimes is overcome in Mexico, we may very well continue to see people suffering torture at the hands of the authorities.
Since Ochoa's death, other human rights workers and journalists have received death threats. International human rights groups have come down hard on Fox since the attorney's slaying, demanding an end to a long history of abuses by government security forces. He'll confront mounting pressure to form a long-promised truth commission to investigate past government abuses. He'll also soon receive a confidential report from Mexico's Human Rights Commission detailing the fates of hundreds of people disappeared in Mexico's dirty war against leftists in the 1970s and 80s. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.